CASA of McLennan County is a nonprofit organization that pairs advocates with children that are in the foster care system. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. In McLennan County, there are about 800 children in foster care, which, according to Executive Director Anna Futral, is a lot.
A high head count for a county without, you know, a very large city in it. We just really need folks that are dedicated and willing to invest in the lives of these children for a length of time.
CASA is working with 250 of those kids, and they're always looking for volunteers to help. Volunteers become advocates. They're trained to learn about the child's situation, everything from their teachers, therapists, attorneys, and caseworkers. The advocates become a voice for the kids in foster care. Under normal circumstances, some of these cases can be challenging, and then you throw in a pandemic.
That lack of face-to-face with the children we serve, that's been difficult for our staff and for our volunteers. Our volunteers are so dedicated that they hate that.
While criminal cases may have been backlogged due to the pandemic, hearings on cases involving kids in foster care have been continuing on a more normal schedule.
Zoom in to the meeting instead of driving to the courthouse, and so we have not had a backlog and not had to pause hearings, so which is good because that in a way would be pushing pause on a portion of a child's life here, and so that has worked out quite well.
CASA puts on its annual fundraiser, Crawfish for CASA, and according to Director of Communication and Development, Lucas Land, it's going to be different.
When you go April 16th and you eat at participating restaurants, a portion of your meal will go to CASA.
There will also be an online auction between April 15th and the 18th. More information about Crawfish for CASA and volunteering is online at CASAforEveryChild.org. With KWBU News, I'm Dustin Drew.